DJ King here on Music Central with DJ Wise sitting right next to me here at beautiful Angelico Hall on Dominican campus. This is DJ King on Music Central, radio.dominican.edu. Now let's get down to it. Bob Dylan, singer-songwriter of the 1960s, released his 35th studio album yesterday called Tempest. Take a listen.
That day after day, they strip your useless hopes away. The more I take, the more I give, the more I die.
All right, so that is a little bit of a sample, one of his songs on his album. All right, so this album, Entertainment Weekly gave it an A. The Guardian, 4 out of 5 stars. LA Times, 3 out of 4. Rolling Stones gave it all 5 stars, 100%. What is it with this album? I heard a couple of samples and stuff off of it, off of iTunes, and the instrumentation is great. However, it's just the voice that bothers me. You know, Dylan's voice. I mean, you heard it, you know, Will. I mean, you were just hearing it. What do you think of Dylan? Dylan's music right now?
I think he's trying to make up for his voice with the instruments.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, you can hear it. It's like, it sounds shredded.
Yeah, I didn't want to hurt Dylan's feelings, but it's a little bit too craggly for me.
Yeah, and there are people who don't even like his '60s voice. I mean, what are they gonna think when they hear this?
They're gonna be furious.
They're gonna be furious.
They're gonna be in their homes shaking their fists at the walls. Listening to One Direction.
All right, so a couple reviews from it. From the LA Times, it says that Dylan continues to explore the various strands of early American roots music that he eternalized as he matured. Rolling Stone says that lyrically, Dylan is on top of his game. Other sources say that it's overhyped. Same here, overhyped. Now, this is just what I was saying. This is exactly what I was saying last time I was actually here with Wise. Last semester, when Paul McCartney's new album came out back during Valentine's Day. And guess what? Overhyped. The music was good. It wasn't rock, but it was good. However, overhyped. Why? Name. It is the name that probably got him all of those album sales, and you know, it's probably going to receive platinum or gold by the end of this month or whatever. But like I said, overhyped, definitely. But is it an album that you shouldn't check out? No. It's Bob Dylan, and like the other reviewer said, his lyrics are great, so that is something to look into. And what's interesting about this, Will, is that Dylan is basically the only 60s rocker out there still, you know, doing what he's doing.
He's one of them. He's trying his best. He's trying to rock it out.
He's trying. I mean, in a world.
In a world filled with
Kesha's. And Katy Perry's and what have you.
And your Call Me Maybes.
And your Call Me Maybes. We have Dylan here. And you know what? I respect that. I respect that he's still trying to get his...
He sounds like Bruce Springsteen, honestly. I didn't want to say it, but it sounded a little bit like Springsteen.
Springsteen's grandpa.
It sounded like Springsteen's grandpa.
That he would see and not want to see every time on the weekends.
That he had to go and see, made him listen to his music.
but yeah, all right. So basically, Tempest, it's out if you want to hear it. It is out in stores. There's actually a store dedicated to this album in New York and London and all these places for the album. And what's interesting about this album is that it has a 14-minute track with 45 verses and no chorus. What do you think of that? Could you do that? 45 verses, no chorus.
I couldn't even...
Write one. I don't even write a song.
I couldn't even look at a song that had 45.
But yeah, Tempest is out today. We're going to be listening next on the show. Next on the show, the top 10 Bob Dylan songs, starting with number 10, Tangled Up in Blue.
Working for a while on a fishing boat right outside of Delacroix. But on the way,
all right, so Tangled Up in Blue reached number 31 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1975. Which is comes off of the album, the 1975 album Blood on the Tracks. All right, number 9.
You say I let you down. You know it's not like that.
Positively 4th Street reached number 7 in 1965. All right, you guys, number 8.
She's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again.
Number 8 here on the on Bob Dylan's Top 10 Songs is Just Like a Woman, reaching number 33 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1966. Number 7.
Anywhere I'm ready for to fade into my own parade. Cast your dance and spill my way. I promise to the wanderer. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, bless on
Mr. Tambourine Man, reaching number 1 in 1965. All right, number 6.
And I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, badge out, laid off. Says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did.
Subterranean Homesick Blues. This was Dylan's first top 40 hit, peaking at number 39 on the Billboard Hot 100 back in 1965. Number 5.
It's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain, you're gonna fall.
A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, released back in 1963, but never got released as a single. Number 4.
Shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing.
The Times Are a-Changing, released back in 1964. Number 3.
I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Knocking on Heaven's Door, number 2, released back in number 3, released back in 1973. Number 2.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Blowing in the Wind, released back in 1963. All right, everyone. So those were the top 9 Bob Dylan songs. Here they were. There was Tangled Up in Blue, Positively 4th Street. Number 8 was Just Like a Woman. Mr. Tambourine Man, Subterranean Homesick Blues. Number 5 was A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. Times Are Changing, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Number 2 was Blowing in the Wind. And the number 1 best Bob Dylan song of all time is...
Time you dress so fine, do the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. So loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without? You know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody
nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes. And say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? For you, never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that where it's at, after he took from you everything he could steal? How does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own, no direction? On the steeple, and all the pretty people, they're all drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Dylan, here on Music Central, radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. What the hell else are you listening to tonight? This is Music Central, so go on here and listen to the show, because tonight we got some good stuff cooking up here for you guys on Music Central. But tonight, it's the news. All right, so a U.S. ambassador by the name of J. Christopher Stevens was murdered in Libya after what Secretary of State Hillary Clinton referred to the small and savage group stormed the U.S. consulate and murdered him along with three other Americans. Stevens was 52 years old and died Tuesday night as 20 attackers stormed the consulate with automatic weapons and rocket-propelled grenades. The attackers burned down at least one building in the process. They tried to save Stevens, but he died of asphyxiation, which basically means he died from all the smoke. President Obama commented, "I strongly condemn the outrageous attack on our diplomatic facility in Bangzai, which took the lives of four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. Right now, the American people have the families of those we list in our thoughts and prayers." Story number two. Yesterday morning, Jupiter withstood an attack that was headed towards Earth. That's right. Something was going to come to the planet, but Jupiter decided to get in the way and take the bullet for us. Dan Peterson, an astronomer, was the first one to observe the impact and commented, "This morning on September 10th at 11:35:30 UT, I observed a bright white 2-second-long explosion just inside Jupiter's eastern limb. This flash appeared to be 100 miles in diameter." Now, story number three, the iPhone 5. Was unveiled today for all you Apple hardcore homies. So here are the details on the new phone. It's the lightest iPhone yet. It's 18% thinner than before, has a 4-inch 326 PPI Retina display, and has 1136 by 640 resolution. That is some good resolution right there. The iPhone 5 has a new processor chip, which will make it faster, called the A6, and the battery apparently is better, with 8 hours, as they claim, of 3G or LTE talk time and 10 hours of Wi-Fi browsing. The camera is basically the same, but hey, guess what? It has a new panorama feature, which is great because it comes installed with the phone, so you don't have to buy all those mediocre apps that are there. On the app market, it has its own one. It has a new Maps. I don't think it's by Google this time. That's what they have, and the Foo Fighters played at the Apple convention, so that's pretty cool, for them, so the iPhone is out here, in stores, is going out for $199, the iPhone 4S is going out for $99, and the Apple iPhone 4 is going for $0, but, you know, that means that you gotta buy the contract and everything goes out, to be about $200 or so dollars, so there's that, and that exists. Here we have on radio.dominican.edu some good music for you, My Generation, The Who.
We get around. Talking about my generation. They say, do look awful. Talking about my generation. Hope I die before I get old. Talking about my generation. Talking about my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Talking about my generation. Don't try and dig what we all say. Get old. Talking about my generation. My generation.
Rolling Stones, The Who, a good package for you on this evening blue. Now, that was My Generation by The Who and Satisfaction by The Rolling Stones, but of course you know that. Now I'm going to introduce you guys to a new little segment I thought up called Verses. Now here, DJ Wise and I take two artists, put them head-to-head in terms of songs, lyrics, guitar solos, album covers, music videos, hair, fashion, what they ate last week. So, here we are versus the new segment on Music Central. All right, so that was the little versus theme song. Okay, what? So tonight, if you couldn't guess, tonight we have on one side of the ring, we got popular mod band and R&B 60s rock group, The Who. Paired up with The Rolling Stones, another popular blues band that influenced many along the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s. And they're actually, fun fact, they're actually still recording. So, The Rolling Stones versus The Who. Which one is better? Now, let's start off with the songs that we just played, Will. My Generation. One of The Who's top songs ever, a worldwide hit, and a song that really speaks to, you know, the guys down, the old youngsters back in the 60s.
The old youngsters.
The old youngsters on their car radios. And Satisfaction, again, another worldwide hit, another hit of the Rolling Stones, and another one that... Another timeless piece of music, I'd say. So, which one is better? Go. Off the top of your head, what does your gut say? Which one is better?
That's not fair, sir.
It has to happen because this is versus.
I say nay.
Then you hear the
nay.
Theme song. Then you hear the theme song.
I did. Yeah, you put a lot of you put a lot of effort into that theme song. All right. Look at you with your garage bands and your.
Hey, you know, a magician never
reveals
his secrets, his garage band.
That's what mine. All right.
All right, but we digress here. So, come on. My Generation or Satisfaction? Both released in 1965. Both top 10 singles. Both awesome songs.
Okay.
What is better?
I'll go with My Generation.
All right. So My Generation, Will says My Generation. Now, what is my favorite?
Because it's about my generation.
Hope I die before I get old.
Okay.
Well, he can't really sing that today. He's already old.
He is old.
Hope I old before I get old. No. Okay. So my choice is also My Generation. I just think it's just, it just has more of a kick. You know what I mean? It has that. Feedback towards the end.
It grabs you.
It has those drums.
Yeah.
The nice drum solo towards the end. I like the lyrics. They speak to me more than the Satisfaction.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I think it's a great anthem. I think if the 60s would have any anthem, it'd have to be My Generation.
I just want that song to come and hug me.
All right. So some facts about both of the songs. My Generation was picked as number 11th greatest song on Rolling Stone's top 500 greatest songs of all time. It was 13th on VH1's list of 100 greatest songs of rock and roll, and it was inducted in the Grammy Hall of Fame for historical, artistic, and significant value. And the song was released in 1965, reaching only number 2 in the UK. So, Satisfaction, on the other hand, was number 1 in both the U.S. and the U.K. It is number 2. Rolling Stone thinks it's better. And it was added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry.
How many people did it satisfy?
How many people did it satisfy?
I think that's an important question.
I don't know, man. Talk about...
Talk about...
Talk about millions.
Talk about...
Talk about... The millions who have heard Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. I mean, I hate to...
Talk about...
It gives me no satisfaction talking about both of these. But, I mean, I gotta say, you know, 1 point for you for The Who tonight so far.
One point.
Stones, you're getting a zero now so far. Okay, so
Keith now, Richards is at home just slamming his head against the wall.
Drinking some whiskey.
Yeah. This is the one thing that gets him. He's going to... Keith Richards, drunk driving last night.
All right, so now the next topic we're going to talk about tonight is who rocked the best solo? Who has the best solo between The Who and the Rolling Stones? Take a listen. All right, so that was the two solos of the night. All right, so the first song I played for you was Baba O'Reilly by The Who, which came out on their Who's Next album. And the second song was Sway, Rolling Stones, off their Sticky Fingers album, 1971. All right, so who rocked that guitar solo? Was it the Baba O'Reilly, Pete Townsend, or was it Mick Taylor of the Stones and Sway? Which solo would you want to do?
Probably the Mick Taylor.
Mick Taylor, Sway?
I'll give it to Mick.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. You know, interesting choice. The Sway is one of my favorite Rolling Stone songs.
Yeah. He earned it on that one. There's no obvious answer, but in my opinion, he's got it. I love Pete Townsend, and mm-hmm. I want him to eat as much ice cream and be fruitful, but Mick Taylor.
Mick Taylor solo.
Yeah.
Rock the hardest for you. All right, so you know what? I'm just going to have to disagree with you. I think that it was Pete Townsend in Baba O'Reilly who rocked the hardest. I mean, you got to listen to that. Like I said, what is great about the Who is that they support each other. I mean... we got Pete Townsend, you know, doing his guitar. He's shredding right there. Right. And then we got, you know, back there on the drums, we got Keith Moon, who's, you know, doing his thing too, you know, adding to the song. And I know I'm only doing solo, but it's just both of them together just make such a good pact. And it makes the solo even better. But you know, I also have to agree with you right there on Sway. That is, I mean, the Stones have always been, they always get compared by the Beatles to the Beatles, which I don't think should happen, but the Stones are just downright bluesy. They have blues in their blood. They bleed the blues. They bleed Robert Johnson. They bleed Muddy Waters. And with this solo in the Sway, great one too, but I have to give it to The Who for Baba O'Reilly for the best solo. Now, finally, the third and last topic that we can talk about, vocal performances. Who has the best vocal performance in both of these songs? Is it going to be good old Mickey Jagger?
Mickey Jagger, the
Mickey,
old...
Mickey, moves, that moves like himself?
That moves like...
Or is it going to be Roger Daltrey? You guys decide.
The generous rank when the fists rearrange and the bodies think. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. Oh, yeah. I was puzzling you with the nature of my game. Oh, yeah. I watched the glee. Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That damn dumb flying kid sure plays a mean pinball. Yeah.
All right, so that was the first song was "Sympathy for the Devil," 1968, great album. It came on "Beggar's Banquet." And the second one was "Pinball Wizard" off of "Tommy." All right, so who has the better voice, Daltrey or Jagger? Please allow me to introduce myself. I mean, come on, who are we gonna give it to?
Who am I gonna give it to?
Mikola?
I think. Mikola? I'll go with Mickey J all day.
Oh, really?
Yep, I'm so doing it. Sorry, Dalt.
What is that? Why?
Dirty Dalt.
You think? I actually have to agree with you with that.
Yeah. It's because it's Mick. It's not fair. It's kind of like you almost feel him. I think if you know a lot of Rolling Stones. You kind of understand where we're coming from.
Yeah.
But it's just so much more energetic. Because Mick is, like, on stage, he's a little slithery snake.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he's flying around, and he's doing backflips and drawing patents. And Daltrey is just pretty... He's, like, kind of the shy one, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, if it were drummers, I'd go with Keith Moon, because a guy who's, like, kind of improvising and going crazy. But I think, like, the Keith Moon of the Rolling Stones would be Mickey J. And that's why I pick Jagger, because he's got the moves move like a good dancer, I think, is the quote.
There have been too many Maroon 5 references.
It depends on the reference. It's like...
No, okay, so, man, I'm just going to have to agree with you on this one again. Mick just has the iconic... voice that we all know and love of the 60s. I mean, be it as it may that Bob Dylan was there, or John Lennon, or even The Who themselves, but I think that if they're... the Rolling Stones just had a powerful impact, and I think that the reason why is mainly because of Jagger, you know? I mean,
it's
he had
Jagger.
That voice. He had that iconic voice that every time, you know,
if you've
you heard
got
it
a problem with our decision here, you find us after school, and we will give you a serious apology.
No, I will hand you a copy of Beggar's Banquet for you to listen to, and that's the only thing you have to listen to.
We'll throw it at you.
Great. Okay, so now... So we thought that Generation was the best, so that's one to Who. We thought that...
To Who?
To Who. The Who. So, okay, so in the solos, who did you choose?
I chose Mick Taylor.
Okay.
I chose Mick all the way from there.
So that's one to one. And I went with The Who.
You went with Townsy.
And then finally, we both agreed with the Rolling Stones.
We went with Mickey J.
All right, everyone. Now that we have the results, we have decided that the two bands that we have chosen for tonight, that will be The Who, and that was the Rolling Stones. We have decided that the Rolling Stones are the better band of tonight. That is right. But you know what? In the end, isn't it Jimi Hendrix who wins?
Always.
That's right. All right, this is Music Central here with DJ King, with DJ Wise. Tune in. We'll be right back. David Bowie. Gene Genie, what else do you expect here on Music Central? We're going to play only the good stuff, only the best stuff here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ King. Music Central. The show is over, guys. I'm sorry. But hey, I'm here next week. Same time, same place. 8 p.m. Do not miss it. Please, do not miss it. On tonight's show, we talked about Bob Dylan's new album, Tempest, in stores now. We listed his top 10 best songs of all time. Number one was Like a Rolling Stone, 1965. Superb song. And then lastly, we talked about which band was better, The Who, Rolling Stones. Figures out, or turns out, it was the Rolling Stones. So there you go, America. The Rolling Stones, your boys. I am DJ King here on Music Central. This is Music Central.